What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9-to-5 as healthily and happily as possible. Don't shoot. I know I've been gone for 2 weeks. Listen, this prep has been kicking my butt. I've had no energy, and I know that I'm not... You know what? I'm going to stop myself right there, actually. I keep coming on here and making excuses every other week as to why I haven't been putting out as many episodes. You guys get it by now, okay? So I'm done apologizing. And it's just going to be what it's going to be. But we're back this week. And I do have a very interesting topic that we're going to cover today that in class, guys, sit down. And that just came out so like teacher of me. I hated that. But seriously, I am going to go over something today in depth that I've kind of been struggling with. And I had to learn a lot about and things that I knew, you know, like, you know, this can happen, but I really dug deep and what's the word? This is why I haven't been putting out episodes, because my brain is like not functioning anymore. Okay. Things that I've been struggling with. Okay. Let's pull it together, Liz. I have been struggling with. So I really extended my research, so I was very well versed in what's going on in the female body and all that stuff. So if you're a man, this isn't really about you today, but you can listen anyway, because it's, you know, it's learn a thing or two, you know what I mean? But before we get into all that, what's been going on in my life lately? So I'm about a little under 3 weeks out from my first show. Okay. And we've been having a little bit of struggles, and I'm going to get more into this when we talk about what we're going to talk about today. But I got blood work done a few weeks ago because Alex, my coach, and I were like, okay, all this dieting, all of this activity, I'm not really seeing like a drop in body weight, and I should be. Based on the numbers, like, and following everything to a T, like, I was dropping a little bit, but I should be farther along by now. So I went and got blood work, and I found out that my T3, my thyroid, is hypoactive. So I was lacking T3. Now, when your thyroid's hypoactive, it kind of prevents, or not prevents, but it slows down, like, your fat loss. So that was huge. That was a huge thing for us. So I'm on T3 medication now, which is normal. It's not a steroid. Anybody who has like a hypoactive thyroid can get on this. It's just to get my thyroid back to a normal working level. Why is it like that? I don't know. I don't really know. I got to figure it out. That and my testosterone levels were super low. Which I think, so dieting can affect your hormones, and we're going to get into that. That's going to be this whole episode. I think it's because I've been on birth control for the past like X amount of years. It's been a while. And since birth control, quite literally, its job is to fuck up your hormones, I think that this has just been an ongoing problem for a while. So I'm not going to lie, guys, I'm not feeling like I have my best package right now. Like, I don't know if I'm going to step on the stage and give my fullest potential, but I am giving my fullest potential with what my body's at right now and what I'm working with, and we're taking it day by day. So that's my little life update. But regardless, I'm super excited. I've been practicing my posing and whatnot. My suit came this week. I posted a video. I'm not telling you guys the color yet. Okay. It's going to be a secret. But I got like my robe, I got my jewelry. Everything's booked, and yeah, we're gonna do the damn thing. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm excited. I'm very excited for all this to happen. I'm just, what the only thing that's making me nervous is like the posing, you know. But I've been practicing to espresso, okay, because it's got a nice little tempo, and when I get on there, I'm gonna act like Sabrina Carpenter, because Sabrina Carpenter ain't scared of shit, bro. Which leads me into what we need to talk about. So because I've been gone for like 2 weeks, I decided let's not do hot topics today. Let's talk about the hot topic, which is short and sweet. Okay. I've been waiting for this album to come out. Espresso, hit. Please, 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 hit. I will say, though, I have been, and I've said this before, I have been on the Sabrina Carpenter wave for a while now, okay? Miss Taylor brought her out on tour, and then all of a sudden everyone's like, "Hoo-hoo, Sabrina Carpenter, she's the best." Y'all hated her, okay? When Because I Liked a Boy came out. Y'all were Team Olivia. I was team both. I liked them both. I can't listen to Sour, though. Sour came out at a very bad point in my life, and it just brings me back to that. I can't listen to Sour. But I liked Sabrina. Okay? I watched Girl Meets World. I did. Because I loved Boy Meets World, so I was like, let me give Girl Meets World a try. Bad. Bad show. I mean, it's not bad, but it's not great. But I've been on this Sabrina wave. I've been telling my friends, listen, they're like, no, we're Team Olivia. I'm like, okay, but just listen to Already Over. Just listen to Skinny Dipping. They're like, no, Team Olivia. And now Short and Sweet is out, and everybody is Sabrina Carpenter's biggest fan. But honestly, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. More love for Sabrina. That girl is a bad fucking ass person. Okay? And she's like 8 days younger than me. So I'm like, if Sabrina Carpenter can be walking around like this, I'm going to be walking around like this. So, gonna go quickly throughout the album here. Let me pull it up, because this album was a hit. Emails I can't send, hits. I don't know which one's my favorite. I don't think I have a favorite. I think I like them both. So the album owns up, wait, hold on. Apple Music does these things. Apple Music does this thing where it gives you like a they write a little paragraph about the album, and I didn't even read this. Hold on. Let me see. Let me read this. Sometimes what they write is like absolutely ridiculous. Some people kill their nemeses with kindness. Sabrina Carpenter, the breakout pop star of summer 2024, takes the opposite track, shooting withering one-liners at loser exes via featherlight melodies, a wink and a smile. Wow, that's great. The former Disney Channel star began her music career at age 15 with her 2014 debut single, Can't Blame a Girl for Trying. Now, 25, the singer-songwriter is making the catchiest, funniest, and most honest music of her career at the moment, when all the world's watching. But on songs like Please, 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 on which she begs her boyfriend not to embarrass her, again, she's poking fun at herself too. A lot of what I really love about this album is the accountability, she tells Apple Music Zane Lowe. I will call myself out just as much as anybody else. It's not because Sabrina's vertically challenged, as she puts it, that she named her sixth album Short and Sweet. I thought about some of these relationships, how some of them were the shortest I've ever had, and they affected me the most. And I thought about the way that I responded to situations. Sometimes it's very nice, and sometimes it's not very nice. Hence songs like Dumb and Poetic, a gentle acoustic ballad that's also a blistering takedown of a guy who masks his sleazy tendencies with therapy buzzwords and highbrow record collection, or the twangy, hilarious Slim Pickens, on which she croons, Jesus, what's a girl to do? This boy doesn't even know the difference between there, and they are. This is great. Actually, this is like really long. Carpenter wrote a good deal of album on an 11-day trip to a tiny town in rural France, blah, blah, blah. Oh, didn't know that. I think I have like such a strong connection with Sabrina too, because we are the same age and like we're going through the same things at the same time. Like we're living the same timeline. You know, everyone's a little bit different, but we're in the same phases of life. I think she's so fucking badass. So, and like I look at the credits, guys, on songs. I'm like a nerd when it comes to music. And she really does write her own shit. Like opening up with Taste, holy shit. Like you want to make, I think that listening to an album from beginning to end is super important, because the artists put the like songs in that order for a reason. And that album opened up with a, hi, it's me, fuck you. And I love that. I do think that that song's about Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello though, which makes it even better, because I can't freaking stand Camila Cabello. Sorry. I can't. Overall, though, album's fucking badass. I only have one complaint, And that's on, oh gosh, what's it called? What's it called, the song? Hold on. Sharpest Tool. I can tell that Mr. Jack Antonoff touched that one a little bit too much. Okay? There's something, like, there are some things that he does. Listen, good producer, good guy. He's good at music. But there are some things that I'm like, can you just fuck off for a little bit? Like, he likes to do that thing where he just changes, like, the melody or changes the rhythm in the middle of the song. Like, when she's like, we never talk about it, then all of a sudden the song, like, the pace just changes. Like, just leave it. Just leave it. But I was in the car listening to this for the first time. And as soon as I heard that, I looked up the credits and was like, yep. Mr. Jack Antonoff touched this one a little bit too much. Overall, though, I think my favorites are... Taste is definitely one of my favorites, and Slim Pickens. See, this is hard because I like them all. Taste, Slim Pickens are probably my favorites. But then I also love Juno. I love Coincidence. It's a really good album. And it's like, 36 minutes. So I listened to it like 1.5 times when I was doing my cardio. I got this shit down by now. I got it down. Good for you, Sabrina. I need to see her on tour. That's that. All right. What else is going on in the world? So Zoe Kravitz has a new movie coming out, or I guess it came out this weekend, that she directed. Taylor Swift like posted on her story something like, this movie's fantastic, blah, 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 blah. And it just made me think, like, does she go to the movie theaters, or did somebody like give her a copy of this movie? Because there's no fucking way that this girl walks into a movie theater, even if she like rents it out herself. Like, how do you do things like that when you're Taylor Swift? Like, I haven't seen It Ends With Us yet, but I'm assuming she's going to want to see it, being that it's like her best friend's movie. How do you go about doing that when you're Taylor Swift? Like, you can't just be, hold on, sorry, I'm trying to fix my microphone here. You can't just be a girl. That's just a random thought. I just had a random thought on that. Okay. I've been trying to look and see if there's anything else like major going on. I mean, Justin and Hailey Bieber had a kid, so that's nice. I'm indifferent to them, you know, like, I don't care, but I don't like hate them. You know, it's just like, good for you. I hope they're happy. All that jazz. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's pretty much it. Last night I was watching Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Okay. Because I haven't watched it yet. And then when it was over, I was like, let me put on something casual that I can like kind of fall asleep to. For some fucking reason, while I was on Disney Plus, I was like, let me put on the Disney Channel games. Everyone's been talking about them lately because of the Olympics this summer and whatnot. Oh my God. I watched like 10 minutes of it, and then I was like, I have to shut this off. This is like reality TV, but with 14-year-olds. Everyone was so tiny. Like, when I was a kid, that was like the biggest thing for me, the Disney Channel games. That shit was legit. I looked forward to that. But now going back and watching it, I was like, oh my God, the Jonas Brothers with their matching sunglasses that like look like they came from Five Below. Like, oh God, I hated that. All right. Those are my random thoughts for the week. Let's move on with this week's episode. Okay, let's get into some highlights for the week. My health and fitness related highlight this week. Let's see. My health and fitness related highlight this week was honestly the fact that I woke up. So I've been doing the same workouts for months now, just working on progressive overload, conditioning, more focused on conditioning my body because I have a lot of muscle mass. This is because of how, like, what I'm training for. But just because I'm doing the same workouts doesn't mean like I should just be like la-di-dying through them. I woke up on Friday and my glutes were so freaking sore. It was just a really nice moment of like, good shit, Liz. You're still challenging yourself, even though like you got all this stuff going on and what? I don't even know. That didn't even make sense. You're still challenging yourself even though you're doing the same things every week, basically. So it was just nice. Like, you're not going to be sore after every workout, but when you are, it's a nice little moment of like, you're doing good. Keep going, girl. Now, my non-health and fitness related highlight. Honestly, you know what? My non-health and fitness related highlight, let's make it career focused. You guys know I stopped working at my old job back in February, and I've been running my own freelance marketing agency since then. And I was able to like secure new clients this week and opening up a lot of opportunities. I'm really putting myself out there and pushing myself. Like, I don't know, I've just really had this go-getter mindset, and I've been pushing myself a little bit out of my comfort zone, you know, selling myself every day, and it's slowly paying off. So that's, I don't know, I've always been very entrepreneurial, and as safe and as flashy as it would sound to work for like a nice big company and stuff, I'm really proud of myself for what I've been doing on my own. So with that being said, if you need any marketing, digital marketing efforts or a website build, call me. Okay. No, send me a DM on Instagram because I don't get my phone number out. Okay. But yeah, those are highlights for the week. All right. So one of the things that I struggle with the most with clients and whatnot, are problems that I see that come to me, is under eating. Okay. There are so many girls who are afraid of eating food, or you don't think that you're under eating, or you're just in denial about it and whatnot. And yes, overeating can cause problems for sure. That'll lead to weight gain. But there are so many dangers to under eating that, and it's like my goal to just drill them into people's heads. Okay. I'm experiencing like some of it because I am extremely dieting right now, but I'm doing it for a competition, not lifestyle. I want to make that very, very clear. Okay. And this is very challenging on my body. But I have girls all the time who just have this like, they think they know better. I'm going to be honest. Like, I get people who think they know better. And they're like, I'm like, we're going to eat at this. Yeah, but that seems like way too much. And I'm like, no, it's not. I'm the one who's trained in this. I know what I'm giving you. You telling me right now that your 500 calorie deficit seems like way too much food for you, that's a problem. In itself, that's a problem. So people don't realize, like, with the under eating and stuff, it causes a lot of internal issues. Okay, so I'm gonna go through some of the ways that dieting affects a woman's hormones, and this is why when you're in a calorie deficit, like they say, don't. Like 500's the max, okay? Because after that 500 point, this is when things start to happen. The first, so there's a few different hormones that get impacted by extreme dieting. And the first one is your leptin, which is your hunger hormone. So leptin is produced by fat cells. It helps regulate hunger and energy balance. And when you diet, leptin levels decrease, which may increase hunger and slow down your metabolism. Okay. I tell this to girls all the time. It'll slow down your metabolism. So yeah, you might not like, it's going to increase your hunger and slow down your metabolism. So it's not like your metabolism slowing and you're not hungry either. It's literally the worst situation if you're trying to lose weight. Okay. You're hungry all the time. You're feeling it. But your metabolism's not working at an accelerated pace, okay? And it fucks you in the long run. It fucks you. Lower leptin levels, I think I was saying leptin, it's leptin. Lower leptin levels signal that, it signals that the body is in a state of energy deficiency, which then increases your food cravings because your mind is telling you, I need food, I need food, I need food. Okay? There's also ghrelin. Ghrelin or ghrelin, I forget. I don't know how it's pronounced. It's another hunger hormone. When you're dieting or skipping meals, all that stuff, it elevates those levels, which makes you feel hungrier. Okay? So that's, listen, you're going to get a little bit of that in a normal calorie deficit and whatnot. But the big key takeaway from leptin is that your metabolism, it's going to start slowing down your metabolism. So you're really just fucking yourself in the long run. All right. Another hormone that's affected is insulin. So we all know what insulin is. We've all had to learn about diabetes in school and then therefore like what insulin does. It's crucial for blood sugar regulation. So people with diabetes, they have a hard time regulating their blood sugar because their body's not producing enough insulin or overproducing insulin. Anyway, so I mean, extreme dieting doesn't do, it's not going to give you like type 2 diabetes, whereas like the opposite, eating too much sugar can, but it is important to just monitor like very low calorie and low carb diets because there is a lot of glucose and carbs. Might cause your blood sugar levels to fluctuate, which then can affect your energy levels and your mood, which goes kind of hand in hand with cortisol. So cortisol is our stress hormone, right? When I say like, oh, my cortisol levels are through the roof, it's like you're really stressed out. Restrictive dieting or anything like that can increase your cortisol production. And then elevated cortisol levels cause the body to store fat, particularly around the abdomen. You can actually gain weight from being too stressed out. Yep. And then it also, you know, having high stress can suppress your immune system, make you feel anxiety, all that nasty stuff. But yeah, being stressed out literally can make you gain weight. Now, estrogen and progesterone. That's such a hard word to say. Estrogen. Okay? You know what estrogen is. Hopefully you're a woman. Extreme dieting can disrupt your estrogen and progesterone. Thank you. Levels, which can, you know, fuck up your menstrual cycle. That's why you hear a lot of bikini bodybuilders and stuff, they don't get their period because they're dieting so hard that their estrogen levels are fucked. And then therefore, like, they don't get their period. Low body fat and inadequate calorie intake signal to your body, hey, this is not a healthy body. We should not be producing or reproducing right now. So that's why you lose your period. Isn't that something? Ain't that something? Now, on the opposite level, it also fucks up our testosterone. And believe it or not, we need testosterone. It's not just in men, it's in women too. We have both. Women just tend to have more estrogen than testosterone and vice versa for men. But dieting can lower your testosterone, which is what, like, we found out that mine was low. Mine was way too low though. Like, this had to have been going on for my birth control for years, and then the dieting probably didn't help. And you might say, well, what's the big deal? It's a male hormone. Who cares? Here are the side effects. I'm going to read you a list of low testosterone. Fatigue and low energy. Decreased libido. Mood changes. Muscle weakness and loss of muscle mass. Weight gain and increased body fat. Reduced bone density. Cognitive decline. Sleep disturbances. Thinning hair. And reduced motivation of feelings and well-being. So yeah, guys, we need testosterone. Okay. It's important for our physical health. It's important for our emotional health. It's important for our mental health. Fatigue is a number one big thing. Fatigue and decreased libido. Those are the two like most common signs. So if you do come back and find out that, if you get blood work done or whatever, your physician will know how to handle it. But definitely don't take testosterone lightly just because you're a girl. Okay. Now, so that was one of the problems I was having. Thyroid was the other problem. So your thyroid has hormones. The thyroid gland regulates metabolism through your hormones like T3 and T4. I am very low in T3. Dieting can also lower the production of your thyroid hormones, which again, slows down your metabolism. Okay, which we don't want. It can lead to, so there's also symptoms like fatigue, weight gain, feeling really cold, things like that. So for me, yeah, like I was dieting really hard and we were like, well, why aren't you losing body fat? And I was feeling very, very tired. Like, I'm talking like I was up for 2 hours and already felt like I needed a nap. My thyroid is fucked. Again, this is something that may have happened before, may not have happened before, but it's something to be aware of. Now, I went to the doctor and they were like, they'll look at it. They'll look at your T3 and they'll look at your T4. And if it's very low, they'll give you a medication. And it's not a steroid. It's nothing crazy. It's literally just T3 and T4. Moving on, adiponectin. You ever heard that one before? I bet you haven't. Adiponectin is a hormone that's released by fat cells and it helps regulate our glucose levels and fatty acid breakdown. I'm so sorry. I said that so fast. Let me slow down just so you get that. Adiponectin, ADIPONECTIN, I think, is a hormone released by fat cells. It regulates our glucose levels and our fat and fatty acid breakdown. With severe dieting, adiponectin levels can be reduced, which then affects how the body manages blood sugar and fat metabolism. So again, the overall conclusion here, you're smart, you can put two and two together, is that extreme dieting can fuck up your metabolism. I tell girls all the time and they just hear it, blah, 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 blah. But this is the actual scientific reasons why these hormones that are affected fuck up your metabolism and can really, like, you might not be eating any food, but that doesn't mean you're going to be super, super skinny. You're fucking yourself in the long run. You heard me. Some of these things can cause weight gain. So with all that being said, if you feel like you're struggling with your diet or that you don't have a healthy relationship with food, first, talk to a licensed dietitian, you know? And then second, like there's people like me who are certified and I offer macro advice and stuff like that. But if you're really struggling with your relationship with food, if you are experiencing some of these side effects, but you don't think you're under eating, talk to a dietitian, talk to a trainer, see if you are eating enough for your body. If a trainer tells you you're not, go to a dietitian. They are paid to do this and listen to them. That's the key takeaway is these, listen, not everyone's a great trainer. Not like some doctors are bad, you know, but if more than one person or one qualified person is telling you something, you need to remember that they're the ones that are the professionals and you're not. So take their advice, please. Have an open mind. I know that it sounds scary sometimes to increase your food, but if you are severely under eating, this is going to help you so, so much in the long run. Please. All right, guys. Well, that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. Make sure that you're following the podcast on Instagram at Confessions of a Gym Rat, and then follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I need to be a little bit better with YouTube, but I've been so tired lately. Like, I could vlog my days, but you ain't gonna see much. You're gonna be seeing me sitting down on my computer. But follow me on all socials at Lifts with Liz. I hope you guys have a happy and healthy week. Oh, and don't forget, the Petula just launched. The color edit. Yes. So many edits, you know, you can't keep track. Petula launched their color edit last week. So you can use my code LizWay on all of those new pieces. Don't forget to shop 1UP Nutrition as well. And I will talk to you guys next Monday. Maybe. We'll see.